Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity again to be in your presence. And to gather before you, to come to your throne, come to your table. We know that when we gather together, you are present in our midst. And we know the devil walking to hinder your blessing for us even this night. Therefore, we bind every activity of the devil in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the works of darkness. Our prayer is that the covering over the heart of men will be broken. Our prayer is that your word will go right through our hearts. We pray you will break the bread of life to every heart. We pray that your blessings will come down from your presence unto every heart. We open our hearts for you to bless us this evening. Pray for those who are on their way, that we might fellowship with you and with your spirit and with one another. All this we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I'll be considering two topics. There are two Christian doctrines that I'll be looking at. If you open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 6, we can see the two of them. It's almost looking impossible in the little short time that we have. Then we will do it. We will try to summarize and go through it. Maybe tomorrow, if we have time, we can ask questions or go back. But I will try to summarize the two topics. Hebrews chapter 6. He's speaking of verse 3. Verse 2.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2.
It says the doctrine of baptism. The doctrine of, you can read. Read this. Okay. Read this. If I read 2 and 3. Or read 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and Hebrews 6, 1, 2, and 3.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2.
1, 2, 3.
C'est pourquoi laissant les éléments de la parole de Christ en nous à ce qui est parfait, sans poser de nouveau les fondements du renoncement aux œuvres mortes, de la foi en Dieu, de la doctrine des baptêmes, de l'imposition des mains, de la résurrection des morts et du jugement éternel. C'est ce que nous ferons si Dieu le permet.
Amen. Amen. Soyez libres. Père grâce, pourquoi on a dit les soi-même? Nani en a soi-même?
Papa,
ok, tu t'es indélé à tout qu'il y a, mais vous avez compris. Ok.
Ok, don't understand. Ok. We have discussed or spoken about the first one. Repentance from dead works. And we have talked about faith unto God. And yesterday we discussed baptisms. So today we are going to discuss the doctrine of laying on of hands and resurrection. So we are looking at laying on of hands, and then resurrection. So I'll start with the first one. The doctrine of laying on of hands is the teaching about authority in the kingdom of God. It gives us the basis for the exercise of authority. And it also tells us how spirits are transferred and how power and authority is transferred and exercised. So it tells us about our relationship to God, our relationship to the kingdom of darkness, our relationship in the house of God, and the relationship one to another. So he also tells us about our position in the kingdom of God and our position in our natural kingdoms, different countries, and the authorities that operate in the country. And many believers have died before their time because they did not understand how to relate to the powers that God has established in the world. So the authority and operation of God is different from the authority and operation of man. For example, they came to Jesus, they said, "Is it good to pay tax to Caesar?" Well, it was a difficult question, but it was also very easy
to answer.
Jesus said, "Show me a coin." He said, "Whose face is on the coin?" He said, "Caesar." And Jesus said, "Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and give to God the things that belong to God." Now, some of us sometimes want to take what belongs to Caesar and bring to God. And take the things that belong to God and bring it to Caesar, and we mix up and mess up our lives. So the Bible says we must rightly divide the word of God. So if somebody is teaching you about holiness, for instance,
and contemplation,
if you take it to one extreme, it becomes legalism. You become bound by laws and traditions. If you say it's not important, holiness is not important, then you go to another extreme of liberalism and carelessness and worldliness.
Tena ukisema kuwa utakatifu sio muhimu, unautupilia mbali, sasa unajiepusha kabisa, unaenda mbali na ukweli wa Mungu.
So there's a balance. You must maintain a balance by the Spirit.
Lazima Roho Mtakatifu akuongoze uwe hapo katikati ndani ya ukweli.
So the same thing happens when it has to do with the exercise of authority. For example, how should young people relate to old people in the house
of God? Watu wachanga, watoto wadogo, watahusiana aje na watu wakubwa, wale wazee katika kwenye nyumba ya Bwana.
The American culture says, "Hi, mommy. Hi, how are you? How you doing today?"
Mwamerika akisalimia mama yake, atampiga hivi amwambie, "Eh, saba, mama, unaendelea aje leo?"
Because they are all equal, doesn't no difference.
Wote wanatoshana, hakuna tofauti ya age.
But you go to another place. You have to kneel down to talk to your mother.
Kuna nafasi zingine mahali pengine lazima uiname, upige magoti ili uongeleshe mama yako.
So what does the Bible say about it?
Biblia inasema nini kuhusu hili jambo?
How should we relate to people who are older than you?
Tutahusiana aje na watu ambao wanakushinda na umri?
Amen. So I just want to lay down the principles in a very short time. I have 30 minutes to do that.
Kwa ufupi, nataka kuambia tu kwa ufupi vile tunafaa kutenda kuonyeshana hiyo heshima.
So what I want to give you, start from the origin, give you the fundamental principles so that you can, you know, as you pray about it, you can go to God and you can understand the details.
Kile nataka kuambia, ikurudia kwa msingi, nikutoka kwa msingi.
So let's go to 1 John chapter
5.
1 John 5:7. I don't think we should read all the translations because I don't have time.
We only read Swahili.
Uh-huh. But the Swahili here has to be fast.
Papa Timothy,
who is reading Swahili? You have to be very fast. Please read 7 and 8. 1 John 5, 7 and 8.
And because of time. 5, 7 and 8. Même en français, celui qui a trouvé. 1 Jean.
Quand il y en a trois qui rendent témoignage. Oui. Esprit, l'eau et le sang.
Papa Timothy, can you come to the front? So that you can go fast with me. Go on, read. You can read fast.
Chapitre 7, 8, donc je l'ai cru. Car il y en a trois qui rendent témoignage. L'esprit, l'eau et le sang, et les trois sont d'accord. Amen.
Have you seen 7 or 8? Come here, come under the light. Have you read 7 and 8?
Yes, I read 7.
Okay, good. So he's telling us about heaven and earth.
Tunaambiwa juu ya mbinguni na ulimwengu.
Which authority do you have in heaven?
Ni mamlaka gani mnayo mbinguni?
And which authority do you have on earth?
Na ni mamlaka gani unayo hapa duniani?
So it says in heaven there are three that bear authority. That
will have authority. Anasema mbinguni kuna nguvu tatu.
You have the Father.
Kuna Baba.
You have the Son.
Kuna Mwana.
And you have the Spirit.
Na kuna Roho Mtakatifu.
Okay. And it says on earth, verse 7, that there are three that bear witness, that bring the power of God on earth. It says the Spirit, the water, and the blood.
Nasema ulimwengu kuna washuhuda watatu ambao wanashuhudia neno la Mungu. Kuna Roho Mtakatifu, kuna maji, na kuna damu.
So the Spirit, the water, and the blood are the agent of God to walk on the earth.
Hii Roho Mtakatifu, maji na damu ndio watumishi wa Mungu ambao wana mamlaka kutumikia hapa Mungu, hapa mbinguni, hapa duniani.
So if God is going to walk in your heart or in your life, it will be through the Word of God, through the blood of Jesus, and through the Spirit of God.
Yote ambayo Mungu atatenda maishani mwako itapitia hizi mamlaka tatu, Roho Mtakatifu, maji na damu.
So if God is going to bless you, it's through the spirit, word, and blood. That's how he's going to bring his power into your life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we know also that man has a spirit, has a soul, and has a body. So this is the body. That is the soul.
And this is the spirit.
Okay. And that we know the soul has four dimensions. We have the mind. We have the will. And then we have the emotion. And then we have the desire. Okay. So this is man. And man is relating with God. So this is the arrangement of the power of God, of the kingdom of God on the earth.
Hivi ndio Mungu amepanga mamlaka yake hapa duniani.
Amen. But that is not all the picture. There is something else that we haven't factored in.
Lakini hii sio picha yote. Hatuja bado malizia kuonyesha hii picha.
Where does the devil figure into all this?
Sasa kwa hii shetani anaingilia wapi?
Okay, so let's go to Isaiah. Remember, we are going to the origin. We are looking at the foundations.
Isaiah.
Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14, 12, 13, and 14.
Isaiah 14, 12, 13, and 14.
Who is reading? Okay, say, how are thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are thou cut down to the ground, with thou this weakening the nations? For thou hast said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt, 12, 13, 14. And I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High.
Umeanguka toka binguni namna gani, e Lucifer, mwana wa asubuhi. Umekuto hata kufika udongo. Wewe uliangusha mataifa. Nao ulisema moyoni mwako, nitapanda mbinguni. Na nitanyanyua kiti changu na cha ufalme juu kuliko nyota za Mungu. Na nitakaa juu ya mlima wa makuhani katika pande za mwisho za kaskazini. Na nitapanda juu kupita virefu vya mawingu. Na nitafanana na juu sana. Amen.
So, now, what is happening?
Nini kinatendeka?
We see God on one side. And we see someone say he also wants to be God. And the same person is operating in heaven. Alright? So, that is the kingdom of darkness. And that is Satan. Okay, we call him the devil and so on. And he says he's going to rule over the heart of man. Alright, so let's look at another scripture quickly. Ezekiel
28.
Ezekiel 28, verse 14. Yeah. Non, no, let's leave it. Let's go to another scripture. That will take more time. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6.
Ephesians 6. Tangalia Ephesians 6.
Ephesians 6. Verse 11, 12, and 13.
Ephesians 6, 11 and 13.
Just Ephesians 6, 12. 11 and 12. Ephesians 6, 11 and 12.
Ephesians 6, 11 and 12.
Vaeni silaha zote za Mungu, mpate kuweza kusimama juu ya hila za shetani. Kwa maana kushindana na kwetu, si juu ya damu na nyama, lakini juu ya wafalme wa mamlaka, juu ya watawala wa ulimwengu, wagiza hili, juu ya majeshi ya pepo mabaya katika pahali pa mbingu.
So he said there are, in the kingdom of darkness, there are principalities.
Anatuambia katika ufalme wa giza, kuna watawala.
And when you talk of principalities, you mean countries,
watawala hapa inamaanisha nchi, nchi tofauti,
regions,
tribes,
villages.
Village tofauti.
You say you have, what's the next one? Principalities, powers.
Alafu kuna nguvu. Kuna watawala, alafu kuna nguvu.
That's powers of darkness.
Nguvu za giza.
You have rulers of the darkness of this world.
Alafu kuna wafalme wenye giza.
Of darkness.
Wenye dunia.
And you have spiritual wickedness.
Alafu tuna waovu wa kiroho. Mapepo.
Okay, in high places. Or in heavenly places.
Mahali za juu, kwenye mbingu.
So the Bible is telling us about the kingdom of darkness.
Dunia inatueleza juu ya ufalme wa giza.
And also tells us about the kingdom of God.
Inatuambia tena juu ya ufalme wa mbinguni.
Now we know the Spirit of God works in the heart of man. Because the Bible says that the Spirit of God bears witness with our own spirit that we are the children of God. And the Bible also tells us that the love of God is shared abroad in our hearts. And God says He will put His law in our heart, in our mind, and write it all over.
Mungu anasema ataweka roho ya upendo wake ndani ya roho yetu, ndani ya mioyo yetu, na ataandika kwetu kwenye utu wetu.
But the Bible also tells us that you have spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, speaking also of your mind and your heart.
Hiyo Biblia tena inasema tuna watawala tuna mapepo ambazo tena inaongelea hali ya roho zetu.
So what it tells us is that man is in the middle of a contention.
Natambia mwanadamu yuko katikati ya vita.
Darkness and light. This is light.
Mwanadamu yuko katikati ya giza na nuru.
This is darkness.
Kuna mwangaza kule, kuna giza hapa.
And they are all walking to gain authority and control.
Na zote zinapigania kutawala maisha ya mwanadamu.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let me read the okay. Let's look at Hebrews 8. Hebrews 8, 10. 8 verse 10. Are you there? Okay, let me read why he's looking for it. Say verse Hebrews 8:10. So say, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law into their mind and write it in their hearts, and I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Hebrews 8:10.
Maana hili ni agano litakalofanywa na nyumba ya Israeli. Nyuma ya siku zile anasema Bwana. Maana hili ni agano nitakalofanya na nyumba ya Israeli. Nyuma ya siku zile anasema Bwana. Nitatia amri zangu katika nia zao na katika mioyo yao nitaziandika, nami nitakuwa Mungu wao nao watakuwa watu wangu.
Amen.
Amen.
So God says, I will put my law in the heart.
Bwana anasema ataandika sheria yake ndani ya roho zetu, neno lake ndani ya roho zetu.
So the kingdom of God is in the heart of man.
Falme wa mbinguni yuko ndani ya mioyo zetu.
And we also see that the devil also wants to establish his kingdom in the heart of man.
Tunaona pia shetani anataka kuweka ufalme wake ndani ya mioyo zetu.
Now, when we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
tukiangalia 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
if you have your phone, you can use the Bible on your phone. You have a light. 4:4. It says, in whom the God of this world had blinded the mind of them which do not believe.
L'intelligence, en fait, qui ne vise pas briller la splendeur de l'évangile de la gloire de Christ, qui est l'image de Dieu.
So, when you put all these scriptures together, what is he saying to us?
Ukiweka maandishi yote hapa moja, anatuambia nini?
He says there is a blindness upon the heart of man.
Anatuambia kuna kipofu ndani ya roho zetu.
And the scripture is saying the devil is also the god of this world.
Biblia inasema tena shetani ndio mungu wa dunia hii.
And we also see that there are principalities that work with the devil who rule over countries.
Kuna watawala ambao wanatumika na shetani na wanaishi.
Who rule over regions,
nchi,
tribes,
miji,
villages.
Via village.
That there are powers of darkness.
Kuna nguvu za giza.
And that you have rulers of the darkness.
Kuna wafalme pia wa giza.
And you also have spiritual wickedness in high places.
Alafu kuna mapepo mbinguni.
So what does he say? Now when someone is born,
natuambia wakati mtu anazaliwa,
when you are born into Goma,
wakati ulizaliwa Goma,
there is a spirit that rules over Goma.
Kuna pepo ambalo linatawala Goma.
It's not just Goma, that there is a spirit that is also working even in your family.
Sio Goma peke yake, kuna pepo pia ambayo inatawala ndani ya jamii zetu.
And that is not just over Goma and your tribe and family. That there is even a spirit of darkness working inside your own heart.
Sio Goma na jamii peke yake, lakini ndani ya roho zetu pia kuna pepo ambalo linatawala.
So the darkness that you have to overcome is in your heart.
Giza ambayo lazima tuishinde inaanzia kwa roho yako.
It is running in your family.
Alafu inapita inaingia ndani ya jamii yako.
It is running in your village.
Inaingia ndani ya village yako.
It is running in your tribe.
Inaingia ndani ya ethnia yako.
And it is running in your country.
Alafu inaingia ndani ya nchi yako.
And God recognizes it.
Na Mungu anaijua.
That's the most important thing I want you to understand.
Hiyo ni jambo la muhimu nataka msikie.
God recognizes the authority over this country.
Mungu anajua na anarecognize ile authority, ile utawala yenye iko juu.
Whether it is God that has put it, or whether it is righteous or unrighteous, God recognizes it.
Hata kama sio takatifu ya Mungu, Mungu anaitambua.
For instance, Caesar was the governor. Was the king.
Kwa mfano, Caesar alikuwa
was ruling.
Alikuwa anatawala.
How did Caesar come to authority?
Caesar alifikaje kwenye hicho kitu
cha mfano? Came to authority by killing all the people before him.
Aliua watu wote.
He overcame the Greek gods and Emperor Alexander the Great and
so on.
Overcame them and took over the power. So God recognizes. God recognizes them. They give unto Caesar what is his. And give unto God what is God. So when you are born in a country, God is aware of the that political arrangement.
Mungu anajua hiyo mapolitiki yote inaendelea ndani ya nchi.
So how do you differentiate Caesar and God?
Utamtofautisha aje Caesar na Mungu?
The authority of God is where? In the heart.
Autorite ya Mungu iko ndani ya mioyo yetu.
Why the authority of Caesar is in the natural earth.
Autorite ya Caesar iko ndani ya dunia.
I hope you understand.
Nasikia.
So Jesus paid tax because he was in the, under the authority of Caesar.
Yesu pia alilipa taxes zote, ambo zote. Juu alikuwa chini ya autorite ya Caesar.
And if you read different books, you know, Paul said you should respect the king, respect the magistrate, pay your taxes, be a good citizen.
Na Paulo aliwaambia muwe wazalendo wazuri, mlipe maempo zenu, muheshimie viongozi wenu.
So Paul said, do not break the law.
Paulo aliwaambia msivunje sheria.
Because the magistrate is a minister of God to punish those who break the law.
Juu yule magistra yuko mtumishi wa Mungu ambaye atakuja kuwahukumu wale ambao wanavunja sheria.
But the authority of God is in the heart.
Lakini utawala wa Mungu iko ndani ya roho.
Even though you can pray to God and God can exercise authority over those who rule over this country, God can exercise authority over them.
Unaweza kumuomba.
If it becomes necessary.
Unaweza kumuomba hata kwa Mungu na Mungu atatumia wale ambao wanatawala nchi kujibia maswali yenu.
For instance, when the Medes and the Persians were going to take power from the kingdom of Babylon, God showed Daniel.
Wakati kwa mfano, wakati kule Babylon watu wa Persia na Medes walikuwa wanaenda kuchukua Babylon, Mungu alimuonyesha Daniel.
So there was a king of Persia and the prince of Persia and the prince of Greece.
Kulikuwa na wafalme.
Daniel was contending and these were spirits.
Na Daniel alikuwa anapigana nao lakini hao walikuwa mapepo.
So the Bible makes us understand that there are different levels of spirits.
Biblia inatuonyesha kuwa kuna niveau mingi za hizi mapepo.
And that the church has to contend with these authorities that have been set in the kingdom of darkness.
Na kanisa lazima ipigane na hizi niveau mingi zenye ziko ndani ya mfano wa kanisa.
So let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Tutaangalia 1 Corinthians 10.
No, 2 Corinthians 10.
De Corinthians.
Verse 10 of where we are.
De Corinthians this,
2 and 3.
Yeah, you say.
2 Corinthians 10, 2, 3.
De Corinthians 4. 2 and 4. De Corinthians this, 2 and 4.
Read verse 3. Verse 3, 4. 3, 4, 5. 3, 4, 5, 6, sorry.
3, 4, 5, 6. Furaha yenu yote. Maana katika mateso mengi na taabu ya moyo niliwaandikia ninyi kwa macho mengi, si ya kwamba mhuzunishwe, lakini mpate kujua matendo yangu yaliyo juu yenu sana sana. Lakini ikiwa kama mtu amehuzunishwa, hakunihuzunisha mimi, lakini kwa sehemu Silene amekuwa kuzunisha nini wote. Mtu namna hii anafaa azabu hii aliyopewa na walio wengi. Amen.
Amen.
So he's telling us about the spiritual warfare between light and darkness.
Natuongeleshea hii combat spiritual inaendelea kati ya giza na
He says that the verse 4 that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And that these strongholds are in the mind. The warfare is in your mind. If the devil overcomes you in your mind, then you have lost the battle. So you can see from the board. So you see the soul, you see the mind. So the darkness is warring against your mind. And God is also writing his law in your mind. Amen. And you must have the ability to overcome darkness in your mind. For example, in Goma, you have to war against poison, is it not? Poison and sorcery. And as I've been told, Goma is the center of poison and sorcery. Is it not so? How does all these things work? It works from the mind. Amen.
Amen.
And the greatest weapon of the devil is what? Fear. Fear.
Arm kubwa sana ya shetani ni woga.
Fear.
Woga.
Is the power of the devil.
Woga ni nguvu ya shetani.
If you are afraid of poison,
kama unaogopa poison,
and you are afraid that the God cannot protect you,
inamaanisha unaogopa Mungu hawezi kukuprotect.
You are afraid of wickedness and sorcery.
Unaogopa wachawi.
Then you cannot stand as a Christian.
Hawezi kusimama kama Mkristo.
See, and that's why I have gone from the beginning to show you. So that you can understand. You can understand all the things that are working. To understand that your weapon is mighty through God to pull down strongholds. What weapon do you have? The blood of Jesus. Amen. The blood of Jesus is the weapon you have. How do you get the blood of Jesus? By going to church. Your father was vised you. So automatically you two are the son of vice dew. Okay. Your father was born again, then you too are born again. By fasting, when you fast for 10 days, and you pray from 12 to 3, and you bind all the devils, you get the blood of Jesus. Is that how you get it? If the blood of Jesus is not on your heart, and you go to bind the devil, the devil will come after you and destroy you. Example. There were a family called Sceva, seven sons of Sceva. You find them in the book of Acts. They saw Paul casting the devil. They saw a madman. You say a man. Say, in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches, we command you, come out. What happened? They say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Kese, who are you? Before they can open their mouth, the devil was upon them, tearing their clothes. They ran away naked.
Kabla hawajamaliza kujibia, shetani aliwapasua nguo na wakakimbia uchi.
Some of us do not have a proper covering.
Wengi wetu hatujafunikwa vizuri.
That is why we are afraid of witch.
Yende natutuma tunaogopa wasorcery.
When we pray, nothing is happening.
Kiomba hakuna jibu.
Because the devil does not know you. In fact, he knows you, that you are part of his kingdom. He is not aware that you have been taken away out of his kingdom. Okay, let us see if that is true. Colossians chapter 1.
Colossians chapter 1.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. It says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Colossians
1, 13. Has he seen it?
Colossians 1, 13.
Na alitoa katika uwezo wa giza, akatuhamisha na kutuingiza katika ufalme wa mwana wa mapendo yake.
But let him read down from that 14 down to 18.
Tasoma hadi 18. Endelea.
Ndani yake tuna wokovu wetu. Ndani yake tuna wokovu wetu, usamehe wa dhambi zetu. Naye ni mfano wa Mungu asionekane, mzaliwa wa kwanza na viumbe vyote. Kwa kuwa katika yeye vitu vyote viliumbwa, vilivyo mbinguni na vilivyo duniani, vitu vinavyoonekana na visivyoonekana, ikiwa ni viti vya wafalme au usultani au falme au mamlaka, vitu vyote viliumbwa kwa njia yake na kwa ajili yake.
So here he says that Jesus is the head of every principality and power.
Tunajua kuwa Yesu ndiye anatawala, yeye ndiye mwenye anatawala utawala wote na nguvu zote.
If you have the blood,
kama wewe uko na damu,
that blood takes you high.
Hiyo damu inakuinua juu.
Above every principality.
Juu ya utawala wote.
And power.
Juu ya nguvu zote.
Amen.
Amen.
If somebody say wants to bring witchcraft to me, I say praise God, come.
Ukisema mtu anataka, mtu akikwambia anataka kukuletea sorcery.
Bienvenue.
Namwambia njoo.
You're welcome.
Karibu.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I am above the witchcraft. If I have the blood of Jesus, I am above.
Kama una damu ya Yesu, uko juu ya hiyo sorcery.
I have been taken out of the kingdom of darkness.
Umeondolewa kwenye ufalme wa giza.
And the devil knows that I am no longer under his authority.
Na shetani anajua wewe hauko chini ya utawala wake.
My name is not in his book now. It is in the book of life.
Kwenye kitabu ya shetani, iko kwa kitabu ya uhai.
Amen.
Amen.
Your name enters by blood. It's a covenant. Okay, and we showed you the covenant that blood must come into your mind, emotion. Blood must come. Amen.
Amen.
And that blood is the blood of the cross. Okay, and yesterday we drew that little drawing to show us the blood. This is the tabernacle that we drew. And then you have this altar. This is the altar. Okay? And it's the place where the heart is judged. So there is no going around it. It is simple. You must have the blood. And what does the Bible say? When I see the blood, I will run away. Amen. The devil will run away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when you are born again, you are no longer under the authority of the devil. You are no longer under the authority of the spirit that rules in your family. There's some families that have shrine. That have gods that they worship. That God, that shrine may be a physical shrine that they make sacrifices to. Or it may be a spirit that the family submits and worships. It may be a spirit of poverty. Spirit of anger, bitterness. Spirit of whoredom. Spirit of sexual looseness. Spirit of divorce. And there are different kinds of spirits. You see it in your uncle. You see it in your uncle's brother. You see it in your father's mother. You see it in your auntie. Your auntie was not married. Her sister is not married. Her brother is not married. When you become born again, God will open your eyes. And you begin to see. Amen. But you are no longer under the authority of that spirit. But you can go and submit yourself. You can also submit to yourself to that spirit. Even though that spirit doesn't have authority. But you can bring yourself under that spirit. How do you bring yourself again to submit to the spirit that the blood has delivered you from? How do you reestablish the covenant? Can you establish a covenant that has been broken?
Yes.
What was the answer? Yes. When you go and take part in your family tradition, what are you saying? When you go and pay dotes, who are you paying dotes to? Do you understand what is dote?
Hey.
Dote, you are paying to the spirit. You say, spirit, I want to take your daughter. Take the money and give me permission to take the daughter. Amen. That is what dote is. You are establishing a covenant that has been broken by the blood of Jesus. Jesus said he has paid the price for you, is it not? What is the price? The blood of Jesus. He purchased you. So when you say you are born again, I hope you understand what you are doing. You say now you belong to Jesus. Your soul belongs to Jesus. Your body belongs to Jesus. Your spirit belongs to Jesus. In fact, you are now in the kingdom of light. Amen. So you cannot recognize any other spirit. Spirit in your family? The old people in your family are the priests of the devil in your family. So when you go and give dote to the old people in your family, you are giving the dote to the devil. You are saying, the devil, I bring my marriage now under you. So what does the devil say to you? Bienvenue. Felicitations. Congratulations. I'm ready to come into your life. And the devil walks right back. Amen. When you go and take part in the festivals in your village, you say you are now working in UN. Bring money. No, you don't need to come. Just give us the money.
We will.
You are now working in Goma. You have money. Send money to us. And if you send your money, your money is your blood. Money is covenant. You have submitted to the principalities and powers.
Amen.
So, it is possible for you to re-establish the covenant that the blood of Jesus has given.
kweli kurudi chini ya utawala wa nguvu za giza hata kama umeshafunikwa na damu.
Amen. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds.
Vifaa vya vita zetu vina nguvu sana kupitia kwa Yesu kuzirushusha hizi nguvu zote.
It says that our warfare is not carnal, but it is spiritual. Amen. Amen. So there are many of these festivals that bring you back under the control of the devil. There is one that is 2 weeks away. In 2 weeks, another one big one will happen.
Uh-huh.
You start wearing white and black, white and green and red. You start singing song to celebrate the birthday of Jesus, isn't it? Jesus was born in September. But you want to celebrate his birthday in December. And he has not commanded you to celebrate his birthday. Amen. The birthday in December is the birthday of devil. Nimrod. Baal. It's a devil festival. It's the time when young girls get pregnant in the village. True, false. Amen. Amen. It's the time of feasting and dancing. A few days later, I have another one, New Year festival. It's another feasting and dancing. Pagan festival. You enter the new year, February. You have another bad one. Valentine. Valentine is a festival of pornography. Of nakedness. In the old time, the young girls run through the street. The young boys will pursue them with either dog or beast or anything that shows sexuality. If they touch the girl follows them. It's a celebration of pagan love. But now you have singles night. You have lovers night in the church. You have brothers night in the church. Whether you call it single, brothers, lovers, it is the same thing. Amen. If you touch it, you open your heart to the devil. And you go right back under the authority of the devil. Amen.
Amen.
A few weeks after, it's another one they call Easter.
Amen.
Bad. Amen. So there are festivals of the devil. 1 month ago, there's another one they call Halloween.
Eh?
Huh. Where it says All Witches Day. It's the day witches run around. Now Halloween, Holy Ghost Halloween is like the church.
You say Holy Ghost Halloween. Yes.
So we go around the houses of brethren and work for them, make them feel good. Whether you call it Holy Ghost, it is still Halloween. The devil will say, Bienvenue. Felicitations. I am now ready to deal with you. Amen. Amen. Bible says, come out from among them. And be separate. Amen. We have our own feast to celebrate. The Bible says 3 times every believer must appear before God. At the feast of Passover, which is being born again. At the feast of Pentecost, which is the Holy Ghost coming into your spirit. And the feast of Tabernacle, When the whole of heaven comes into your soul to
you,
which one do you want to choose? Want to dance in Ndolombo? Eh? Is that the one you want to dance? Or you want God to dwell in your soul forever? Amen. So you have to choose. You want to go to devil? Or you want to go to God? Amen. Now, when you submit yourself to a higher authority, spirits can be transferred to your life. The Bible says, lay hands suddenly on no man. It also means don't allow any man to lay hands on you suddenly. It works both ways. When a child of God lays hands on you, he is representing God. Just like in your family, God recognizes your father as representing God. When you are a student in a school, the teacher represents a higher authority. So the teacher can pass a wrong spirit to you. When you open your heart and your mind, you are drinking every nonsense he's telling you. His spirit is transferred to you. How about Man U? Do you know Man U? Baka, Arsenal.
Manchester United.
Ah. You open your soul and the spirit of violence enters you. Don't you understand? The spirit of carelessness. You see a young man wearing earring on the left and on the right is a football star. When he scores goal, he removes his shirt and shoots, hey, I'm great. Pornography. You're watching Man U, but you're watching the pornography at the same time.
Huh.
They're playing tennis, isn't it? And the dress is here. They're running Olympics. No dress. They are running 100 meters. Praise God, 100 meters.
Amen.
Pornography. And the spirit is coming to you. You went for entertainment. You end up with devil in your spirit. Do you understand what I'm talking about? This your phone will transmit a bad devil to you. And there are many pictures. Movie.
Film.
Instagram. Twitter. Snapchat. Snapchat. Yes. Now, the young girl sent their naked photograph to the boyfriend. In our own time, we write love letter. I love you. My father is a lawyer. My mother is a doctor. Me, I love you. What say you? Amen. Now, no time for love letter. You take
selfie.
And you send. Yes. Devil is coming from your phone. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand what we're talking about? Darkness. And if you open your eye, if you see it, the devil runs right into your heart. Remember, I was telling you about the opening in your soul and the opening in your body. The highway of the devil into your heart is through your eyes. Your physical eye and the eye in your heart. Amen. you begin to think about it. You see Ronaldo. Ah, beautiful. Strong man. He has planted a thought in your mind. You begin to think about Ronaldo. Before long, your body chemistry starts changing. Say amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Your body chemistry starts changing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to understand what we're talking about. Transfer of spirit. And there are bad spirits everywhere. You go to the market. You want to buy comb. Naked woman on comb. Amen. What is the relationship of naked woman and comb? It is the kingdom of darkness. It's all coming for your mind. And if you open your mind, it blocks it. And the life of God cannot come. Don't you understand? Your mind is the mouth of your soul. God comes into your mind through your soul, through your mind. The Bible says, and God spoke to Moses. Do you understand? It didn't say he made Moses feel good. Is that how God talked to you? God makes you feel good. Or God makes you desire. God talks to you through your mind. And the devil also comes to you through images. Your mind. Amen. Immediately it is blocked by pornography. Or blocked by bad images. God cannot come in. Hallelujah. And your soul will dry up. That river that's coming, blocked. Amen.
Amen.
Today,
Leo,
you are up.
Koju.
You are up on Sunday and on Wednesday, fellowship day. Sometimes you don't even get home or you're already down. Because after the fellowship, you open your phone, you want to watch, you want to see. You want to see the message from your friends, you know. And you see Ukraine girls. You see Russia girls. Arabian girls. You see, singles in Goma. Is that not true? Say yes. It's true. Amen. You want to check your email, see singles in Goma. Amen. You are sitting inside fellowship. And if you click it, you are already in hell. Amen. So you must know how to overcome. You must block your mind. How do you block your mind? With the water, the word of God. Amen. You must hide the word of God in your heart. Hallelujah. You must learn how to stay under the blood. You must learn how to let the Spirit of God walk. Flow. Amen. There is a river that's flowing from the Spirit of God to your own spirit and flows down to your soul. Amen. You must learn how to let that river flow. We can go on and on and on. But I want you to understand that there are spiritual authorities. And those authorities can be exercised over your life if you submit yourself to them. Let me touch one important one. Now, when you submit yourself under the ministry of the Word of God, a spirit is being transferred to you. As I'm talking to you now, a spirit is being transferred to you. I hope you know. When a man, when anybody is talking to you, whether he's a man of God or the devil or wherever you're listening to news, anything that has to do with words, a spirit is coming through the words.
Neno ni kitu cha muhimu sana. Wakati mtu yote anakusemesha, awe mtumishi wa Mungu,
awe mwalimu, awe mimi, kumbuka kuwa neno inabeba hiyo esprit.
So you must be careful who you submit to.
Lazima kabisa uangalie ni nani.
What you hear. So what does the Bible say?
Biblia inasema nini?
You say test every spirit.
Inasema pima kila pepo.
Amen. Test every spirit.
Lazima upime spirit yote.
To know whether it is of God.
Ujue kama inatoka kwa Mungu.
If it's of God, receive it.
Kama ni ya Mungu, ipokee.
If it's not of God, throw it away.
Kama ni ya Mungu, itupilie mbali.
Amen. So you must test what I'm telling you.
Lazima
you
must test. Kile nakwambia.
Amen. It's possible what I'm telling you is from the devil.
Pengine ile nakwambia imetoka kwa shetani.
It's possible it's from God.
Pengine imetoka kwa Mungu.
My job is to talk to you.
Kazi yangu ni kuwasikia.
Your job is to determine whether it's God or devil.
Kazi yako ni kuona kama ni pima kama ni shetani ama ni Mungu.
Amen. Whatever you do, God will hold you responsible.
Kile ambacho utafanya Mungu atakuchukua wewe responsible.
If you reject it, it's your responsibility.
Ukikataa hii neno ni responsibility yako.
If you accept it, it's your own responsibility.
Ukitika ni responsibility yako.
Amen. Some of you, just open your heart and every nonsense from Nigeria and America, you swallow it.
Wengine wenu mnafungua roho zenu na kila mambo mnaona Estados Unidos, mnaona Nigeria mnaipokea.
I hope you know that transferring spirit.
Naanza kama mnajua
that transferring spirit.
Ku transfer spirit.
Amen. Now when you allow a man stand between you and God.
Ukiacha mtu asimame katikati yako.
In the name of pastor, a man of God. You are in trouble.
Uko na shida.
When you say pastor.
Wakati unasema pastor.
Bishop.
Bishop.
You are in trouble.
Uko kwa shida.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's why the Bible says you should know those who minister among you.
Lazima Biblia inasema lazima ujue wale ambao wanaongelea neno na Mungu.
The people you open your life to, you must know who they are spiritually.
Wale watu ambao unafungulia roho zako lazima ujue ni wakina nani.
Are they from God?
Wanatoka kwa Mungu.
Test them. He said, how do you know those who are from God? Simple. Say, by their fruits. You will know them. Amen.
Amen.
You say, any spirit that says that Jesus did not come in the flesh is of the devil. Do you know what that means? Any spirit that tells you you cannot overcome sin. You cannot overcome the world. You cannot overcome tradition. You must be good. You must obey the rules and regulations of your village. Devil. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every true ministry will tell you you must overcome the devil. You must overcome sin now. You must overcome the world now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, it's your responsibility to test the spirit. What you are hearing, is it going to take you closer to God or closer to the world? Is it a right influence over you or a wrong influence over you? Bible says evil communication does what? Corrupts good habits. That best friend you have. When you are with best friend, what do you people to talk about? You share movies. You share
Snapchat.
You never read the Bible.
I'm so in Biblia.
You never talk about the things of God. It's not making you holy. If you be like Usain Bolt, run 100 meters far from that person. Amen. Because say evil communication, that friend will transfer a bad spirit to you. And this is particularly among young people. Like yesterday, we were telling you, young girl, no boyfriend.
Hey.
Sorry.
Désolé.
Hey, no boyfriend. Hey, désolé. Come. Let me show you how to have boyfriend. Amen.
Amen.
Bad friend. Run away. Hallelujah. So if you come under the wrong peer pressure, you want to wear the best dress. How do you get the money to buy the best dress? Come, I will show you. As a UN staff, they have money. They, on Friday evening, they go somewhere. And
go.
Just go and just relax. Just to talk with them. They won't tell you how the money is coming. To wear the fine, fine dress and do good. Enjoy. Amen.
Amen.
When you are in school, they go to Kigali, spend the weekend and come back. We didn't see you, but no, so don't worry. I went to check some.
You
need to tell you that you have gone to Kigali on Friday, came back on Sunday morning. On Monday morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So bad friends will ruin your life. They transfer a wrong spirit to you. Amen.
Amen.
So for young people, you have to be careful who is your best friend. You cannot choose who is your brother. You cannot choose who is your mother or your father. There's one thing you can choose. What is it? You can choose who is your friend. It's you that will choose it. Amen.
Amen.
So you have the responsibility is you.
Responsibility.
Amen. It's your responsibility to determine who is ministering the word of God to you.
It's your responsibility.
It's you that will determine the kind of friends, the kind of atmosphere that you submit to. It's you. Even if your parents are devil worshippers, you say, I am not going to follow it. It's your responsibility. And God will stand upon it. They say, you must pay dot. I say, well, I'm not going to pay dot. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I hope this church will not betray the young people. That is, you will not ask them, have you fulfilled the traditions of the village? The tradition of the village is dot, devil worship. Amen. There are people who have married without dot. Go to Kinshasa, you see many of them. The fellowship there. So I hope some of you, when you are going to get married, you will not go to dot. You go to dot, you bring the devil right into your marriage. Amen. The amen is not very strong.
Amen.
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 Uh-huh. If you have questions, ask the question. We'll answer the question. Amen. Is there anything I have not touched on? There's one called rapture. Well, I don't know if I have time to talk about rapture today. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. We have.
Yes.
How many minutes do we have? 20. Fine. We can do that. All right. Let's look at quickly flying away. The rapture. Let's talk about it quickly. Luke chapter 17.
Luke the set.
From 26.
Luke the set from 26.
Baba Tim, can you read for us?
Luke the set from 26.
Read them.
Walikula, walikunya, walioa, waliolewa hata siku ile Noa alipoingia katika safina. Na gharika ilifika ikawaangamiza wote. Tena kama ilivyokuwa siku za Loti, walikula, walikunya, walinunua, waliuza, walipanda, walijenga. Lakini siku ile Loti alipotoa katika Sodoma, moto na kibiriti zikatoka kwa mbingu, zikawaangamiza wote. Kama vile itakuwa siku ile itakapofunuliwa mwana wa watu. Amen.
So he's telling us about Lot and Abraham and Noah. Now, in the case of Noah, God brought judgment upon the world, is it not?
Kupitia Noe, Mungu alileta hukumu juu ya ulimwengu.
There were two groups of people.
Kulikuwa na watu namna mbili.
One group were saved.
Wale walikuwa wameokolewa.
One group was destroyed.
Moja waliadhimishwa. Walidetruiwa.
Amen.
Amen.
But judgment came upon two of them.
Hukumu ulifikia wote wawili.
The flood came.
Kulikuwa na inundation ilifika.
And the Bible says as the rain was falling, the ark was rising.
Biblia inasema mvua ilipokuwa inanyesha na ile arch ilikuwa inapanda.
And that ark eventually went to the mountain to stay.
Ile arch ilifika juu ya milima.
How did the ark get to the mountain?
Ile arch ilifika aje kwa milima.
It was the judgment.
Ilikuwa hukumu.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the judgment was the instrument of God to take the ark to the mountain.
Hiyo hukumu ilikuwa ndio Mungu alitumia kupeleka arsh juu ya milima.
Everybody inside the ark was saved.
Kila mtu ndani ya hiyo arsh aliokolewa.
And that ark is Christ.
Na hiyo arsh ni Yesu Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you are inside Christ,
ukiwa ndani ya Kristo,
if they lie, let them bring thunder, fire, brimstone, rain.
Walete kila kitu, kila
you will be saved.
Kila kitu ya mbaya utaokolewa.
Amen.
Amen.
But every other person who was not in the ark,
na yule ambaye hakukua ndani ya
ile, the Bible says that the water came, took them and destroyed them.
Biblia inasema maji ilifika na ikawaangamiza.
So the Bible says two will be together, one will be taken for destruction, and the other person will be left. In the time of Lot,
wakati wa Lot,
judgment came.
Mungu alihukumu.
Lot was there.
Lot alikuwa hapa.
As the judgment was coming,
wakati Mungu alikuwa anatuma hii hukumu,
God sent the angels and they took Lot out.
Mungu alituma malaika wake wakamtoa.
Amen. So, to make it short and simple,
kwa ufupi,
there's nothing like flying away.
Hakuna kitu kama kuenda mbinguni.
Nobody is flying anywhere.
Hakuna mtu atainuliwa mahali popote.
The judgment has started already, I hope you know.
Hukumu umeshaanza.
Amen. And Jesus said, as it was in the day of Noah and Lot, that's how it's going to be now.
Na Yesu alisema, ilivyoonekana wakati wa Noe na wakati wa Lot, ndio itakuwa siku hizi.
Two will be together.
Wawili watakuwa pamoja.
One will be taken for judgment.
Mmoja atapelekwa mbele ya hukumu.
The other will be taken into the kingdom of God.
Mwingine atapelekwa ndani ya ufalme wa Mungu.
Where in the kingdom of God are you being taken into?
Ni wapi ndani ya ufalme wa Mungu unapopelekwa?
Into Christ.
Ni kwa Yesu Kristo.
And Christ is a spiritual body.
Na ndani ya Kristo ni mahali pa
Christ is the city of God. Don't you understand?
Kristo ni mji wa Mungu.
How do you enter into Christ?
Utaingia aje ndani ya Kristo?
By your heart.
Juu ya roho yako.
If you give your heart to God,
ukimpa roho yako kwa Mungu,
God will cover you.
Mungu atakufunika.
From all the evil that will come.
Amen.
So both the righteous and the unrighteous will be under the influence of the judgment.
Hata wale watakatifu na wasio watakatifu watafika mbele ya hukumu.
Now there is a flood of sexual looseness and wickedness upon the world.
Kuna usharati, kuna inondasio kubwa ya usharati juu inafunika ulimwengu.
Are you aware of that?
Unajua?
Huh?
Meona?
And that flood is on the mind.
Na hiyo iko ndani ya mawazo.
So people are still waiting for physical water. Meanwhile, The flood is carrying them away in their minds
for destruction.
The Bible said that the devil brought out water from his mouth. Isn't that Revelation 12? To sweep away the church. And many people are being overwhelmed in their mind, in their desire, in their will. That's the flood. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are not in Christ, if your heart is not under the government of Christ, that flood will carry you away from destruction. Amen.
Amen.
So the judgment now is spiritual. The flood now is spiritual. But there are those who are overcoming the flood and are entering into Christ,
they
are being joined unto Christ and are being saved in the ark that is called Christ. Amen. There is nowhere the Bible says somebody is going to be physically carried. If you read the first Thessalonians, where some people quote, he said Jesus will be coming down. And according to them, they will be flying to heaven. So while Jesus is coming down, they are flying up. You know what's going to miss? There will be a miss. They will miss Jesus in the
air.
So you can see the carnality of the thinking. The Bible says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. That air speaks of a realm of spiritual activity. That air is speaking about the realm of heaven within your soul. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is coming within you. And I showed you at the beginning that the principalities and the devil, they are all wanting to take over your soul. So the Bible does not teach anything called rapture. What the Bible teaches is resurrection. The restoration of your spirit, your soul, and your body into heaven. Amen. It's not a physical change in position. Paul said he was in the temple, but he was in heaven. Don't you understand? Some of you, while you are here now, you're already at home because you think time has gone. You're already, you're physically here, but in your mind, you are in your bedroom. You are in your kitchen. Amen. So you must have spiritual understanding. The Bible is speaking about a change in the soul. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. Your soul in Christ is the reality of the glory of God. Amen. And when your soul is in Christ, you are saved. And the Bible says we are not of those that draw back to destruction, but those who press on to the saving of our soul. When our soul is in Christ. When the children of Israel were in Egypt, there was judgment. God did not carry them physically. God doesn't need to take you out physically. The Bible says that in Egypt, Egypt was divided physically. There was light one side. There was physical darkness. Do you understand? Now we are speaking about spiritual Egypt. Which is Goma. Which is Goma. Which is this world. God is making a separation. The people of God walk in a realm called light. Why the people of the devil walk in another realm called light, darkness? The Bible says that I am the light of the world. Do you understand? He said the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. And that the children of darkness walk in darkness. They stumble in darkness. Very soon, there will be a separation in the church. All those who are playing, coming around to church to play around. The Bible says the day will declare it. Amen.
Amen.
The people of God will walk in the light here in Goma. And those who are of darkness will walk in darkness. The Bible says in darkness, there are what they call sorrows of darkness. The pangs of darkness. The pangs of death. When you are in the darkness, the works of darkness will be walking in your life. Destruction, pain, crying, sorrow. But when you are in the light, the works of righteousness will be walking in your life. Amen. Say there will be neither sorrow or crying or dying. Don't you understand? God will soon make a separation in His church. And that's where the church is going to. That's why the Bible says, let everyone that names the name of Christ do what? Depart from iniquity.
Wanasema, yule mtu yote ambaye anaita jina la Kristo, aepukane kabisa na uovu.
When you are walking in Christ, there's no amount of RPG or grenade or bullet. You are in a different realm, don't you understand? Amen. They shoot the gun, you cannot move. Because you are in a different dimension, don't you understand? You belong to another kingdom. The kingdom of light. You are in a different dimension. Don't you understand? Amen. That's where we are going to. So I don't need a physical military cover. Jesus told Pilate, say, if I want, I will. If I do like this, God will bring a legion of His angels.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that the angels of God do what? Surround them. They are around your house. They are around you. Don't you understand? When you are walking on the road, it's light that people are seeing. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. When the devil looks at you, he's seeing light. He cannot come near you. And that light is coming from your soul. Don't you understand? Amen. Jesus was inside the boat. The storm came. He rebuked the storm. If Jesus is in your heart, when the storm comes, the Jesus in your heart will rebuke the storm. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So God is bringing us to a place of overcoming. So it is not important for God to physically take me out of this world. But Jesus says, I do not pray that you should take them out of this world. This is John chapter 17.
Yes, alisema katika Yohana 17.
Jesus said, I'm not praying that you take them out. So anybody hoping to fly away, sorry. There is no such teaching. Amen. They say that you will keep them in the world. And that in the world they will overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you overcome the world? Bring Jesus into your heart. Let Him dwell in your heart. Enter into Christ. How do you enter into Christ? By submitting to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going to end at this point. It's possible it may not be very clear because I have summarized a lot of things. So we will have a time to ask questions and then we can clarify if it's necessary.
Na kama kuna kitu ambacho haujasikia basi tutakieleza.
But we will end at this point because of time.
Juu ya muda wetu tutamalizia hapa.
But I want you to know.
Lakini nataka mjue
that when you are born again, you move from darkness to light.
Wakati unazaliwa upya, lazima utoke kwa giza.
And the Bible says you are the light of the world.
Wewe ni mwangaza ya ulimwengu.
So do not go again to submit yourself.
Usiende tena kuingia ndani ya giza.
To the rules, to the ordinances, the things in darkness.
Kwa yale masheria ya giza.
Through your friends or your
kupitia marafiki,
through your village, your family.
Familia yako.
Says, be ye separate. Come out from among
them.
Hallelujah. Because you are now a citizen of another country.
Sasa unakuwa mzalendo wa nchi nyingine.
And you have a king over you.
Na una mfalme juu yako.
And God is that king.
Na mfalme huyo ni Mwenyezi Mungu.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.